Thakur Bhakti Vinod is revealing his heart within this bhajan of his great enthusiasm for every aspect of devotional service. Srila Prabhupada taught us that it is the real spirit of a servant that whatever we do it with enthusiasm. Because that enthusiasm is very much what pleases the Lord. Just like if someone wants to show their love for you and they bring you some water and say, "Here's your water." You get your water. But is there much satisfaction in that? But if someone comes and says, "Here's your water, please accept this water." From the heart. It's that enthusiasm. That's, we express our devotion also through our enthusiasm. And whether we feel enthusiastic or do not feel enthusiastic, that is the test. Are we doing it because we like to do it, or are we doing it to please the object of our service? If we're doing it to please Krishna, to please Guru, to please Vaishnavas, then we'll do it in such a way that pleases them. Real devotional service is when we make sacrifice for the sake of giving pleasure to the Lord. In the spiritual world, this is the only consciousness. There is not a trace of anything else except the united effort amongst all living entities to give pleasure to the Lord. Now one may ask, why do we read sometimes in the scriptures the residents of Vrindavan? They are asking Krishna to give them happiness. Or in one sense, they are expressing their own bliss. It's not for themselves. Krishna likes to see his devotees in bliss. So the devotees are in bliss not because they enjoy being in bliss. They're in bliss because that makes Krishna happy. Just like, for instance, if you have a child and you love your child, does it bring you happiness when your child is happy? Yes, of course. So Krishna loves to see his devotees happy. So devotees, they are blissful simply because it makes Krishna blissful. The gopis, they are saying, "Krishna, we are feeling such, if you do this for me, I will be so happy." But actually they're saying that because it makes Krishna happy. They're not concerned with their own happiness. They're willing to go to hell for the rest of eternity to relieve Krishna's headache for a moment by giving the feet dust to place on his head. So this is pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. When whatever we do it in such a way that Krishna is satisfied. Therefore, Thakur Bhakti Vinod, when he's talking here about all the bliss he's experienced and all the enthusiasm he has, it's all for Krishna. And when you give it to Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. As long as we want to be happy for ourselves, we can't really be happy. But as soon as we forget our own happiness and think about Krishna's happiness, then we actually experience the ultimate spiritual bliss. Arivo. Just like Prahlad Maharaj said, if you want to be happy in this world, there's a simple process. Theoretically, it's simple. Practical application, it's not always that easy. If you want to be happy in this world, just do one thing. Stop trying to be happy in this world. It's as simple as that. But it's impossible. Unless we're finding happy somewhere else. That means try to find your happiness in giving Krishna happiness. And how we treat Guru, and how we treat the Vaishnavas, is how we're treating Krishna. Try to find our happiness in serving and giving happiness to others. Srila Prabhupada was experiencing great ecstasy. Even in mentally and physically suffering, trying to give Krishna consciousness to the malechas and yavanas of the West. But his heart was in great ecstasy because Krishna was reciprocating. He was surrendering everything for the pleasure of Krishna. So whatever we do in devotional service, we should really try to do it with enthusiasm. Just like if you go to a restaurant, you're not supposed to go to restaurants, I think. But just theoretically, remember, maybe sometime in a previous life you went to a restaurant. When the waitress comes up to you, if she says, "What do you want?" "I'm having a miserable day and I'm miserable and I can't stand the sight of your face, but what do you want?" Does that increase your appetite? No. But if she just comes with it, even though she's miserable and her husband's giving her trouble and her children are in jail and everything else is going on wrong in her life, and she comes and she has a big smile on her face and says, "Oh, I'm so happy you're here. What would you like?" You say, "Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Here, to take, give me everything, whatever you say I should have." That's her job. She'll get fired if she takes out what's really in her mind. It's her job to look happy so that you're happy when you come. That's service for money. Huh? We're doing service for God. If someone's willing to put aside their own feelings and appear blissful and enthusiastic just for some money, some euros or pounds or liras. There's no more liras, is there? How do you all? Rupees. Just for something like that, people are willing to put aside their feelings and act according to what makes you happy. How much more we should be willing to be in a service attitude for the ultimate treasure of Krishna Prema, pleasing Krishna. And when we perform the austerity of this type of enthusiastic devotional service, Krishna's pleased. And when he is pleased, he actually bestows his mercy upon us in such a way that gradually we attain that pure state of spontaneous, blissful enthusiasm in everything we do for Krishna. And that's what Thakur Bhakti Vinod is singing about. All the little things that we do every day, sometimes we do it as a routine. It's Tulsi worship. All right. Put the water in my hand. Go. Come on. And we walk around. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he's in bliss, watering Tulsi, walking around Tulsi, seeing Tulsi. And we come to Mangalarti, we see the deities. This is a hard night last night, Krishna. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur is talking, "When I see the deity, what bliss I'm in." He's in bliss because it gives Krishna bliss for him to be in bliss. Therefore, he's in bliss. In holy days like Ekadasi, we're looking at the calendar, trying to make our schedule around the Ekadasis. Sometimes. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Ekadasi, Janmashtami, fasting till midnight. This is blissful for Krishna's pleasure. When Bhaktivinoda